Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Lots of teams take all season to get a road conference
almost
win, right?
A calendar year since their last SEC road win.
Oh, wow. So it's a yearly tradition then.
Yeah, that's right. That's unlike good. Any other.
Unlike any other. Literally,
they were,
yeah.
They were playing Vandy the last night. I was in the car, flipped over our sister station, was listening to Mike Kelly and
the Suck It Network.
And I was like, listen, I'm like, Vanderbilt. Like, who the hell coaches Vanderbilt? Like, I couldn't.
Well, it's
like,
that guy who used to coach in KU when Roy's assistants.
No.
He's Gilbride.
Gone. No, he went to Pitt and then was in a bunch of trouble.
Oh.
He's got like NCAA sanctions. Jerry Stackhouse.
I'm sorry, who?
That's right. Jerry Stackhouse is the coach of Vandy. I'm like, I vaguely remember that.
News to me, Ryan.
And,
first you're hearing
it. And
this.
I think Vandy's leading scorer last night was Scottie Pippen Jr. Want to feel old, anybody?
Wow.
Would you have guessed
more
Jerry's,
Mizzou basketball than I've heard of in weeks?
Jerry Stackhouse, and like, how many guesses would it have taken to get to Jerry Stackhouse?
I never would have guessed Jerry Hackhouse.
Head coach at Vandy.
Jeez, man.
Jerry Stackhouse.
Yeah. They beat Pippen and Stackhouse last night, so take that.
How about that, Mizzou?
Vandy.
Yeah, that's a signature win for the old belt buckle.
Your chance to win. Pair of tickets to see Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett at Kauffman Stadium coming up on Tuesday, June 23rd. Tickets are on sale now at royals.com/rock. But you can win a pair. Ryan, make it simple.
I mean, Ryan needs a pair of those.
Come again that way. Who's fighting words?
I like to keep it easy on everyone. Just listen, dial, listen for this.
You don't want that puh to come out.
What?
Next time you hear that, drop me caller number.
Let's go with caller number 27, because today is the 27th day of February.
Oh, I thought you were doing it for your guy, Larry Johnson.
No, we got two more days of February. They should get that extra day. What are you going to do with your extra day?
Get drunk.
Okay.
Diametric's like having a little party.
A little leap year party?
They're dropping a hazy IPA. I'll be out of Diametric this weekend.
So people come out, you sign an autograph for like 10 to 2 or something?
Sure, why not?
You got koozies or something, too?
I could bring some 16 koozies.
You should, yeah.
Grab a stack of those tomorrow.
Plates and napkins.
Yeah, there you go. Next time you hear that drop, though, caller number 27 to 913-576-7610. And walk away with a pair of tickets to see Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett at the K coming up in June.
Yeah, there you go.
With a question mark?
Yeah, it is June. That's going to be a fun concert out at a Kauffman Stadium. I love the fact that they're doing concerts at the K. I think that's fun.
An invention from one of our guys that I had not heard this story before. We'll discuss that coming up in just a few minutes. But Brett Veach dropped by Pro Football Talk yesterday.
You don't want that puh to come out.
And the puh came out. But amongst the topics, a timetable for a Patrick Mahomes deal.
How tired do you think Veach is of answering when Mahomes is going to sign questions?
I'm tired. I mean, but he also knows
pretty
that's
tired.
That's part of the deal. He's just tired. He's very tired.
Very tired.
It's part of the deal. It's a valid question, but the Chiefs have kind of maintained the whole time like it doesn't have to. We don't have to rush into it. Neither side feels the need to rush into it. There is a year left.
Right.
All of those things. So.
Oh, breaking news! A little breaking news here from Pro Football Talk, brought to you by
Indeed. Post a job now at Indeed.com/hire.
Patriots have not reached out to Tom Brady yet.
Oh, geez,
back to your regular schedule programming.
Thank you. But there's no rush, which is awesome. But then listen to Veach describing. I just love to hear this from and the people that think he should take less will love to hear this. The kid's going to work with him.
I don't know if there's a timetable. We have time, and he's not. Listen, he's going to be a Chiefs quarterback for a long, long time. Certainly, with the CBA, looks like it's going to get worked out, and you know, there'll be some dialogue there that we'll have to work through. And then just trying to. And I think the cool thing about Pat and his agent is they realize that, you know, he's going to make a lot of money, but they also realize that, you know, listen, no one operates in the sense of taking the extreme team discount, but Pat is also very cognizant of wanting to be in a place like Kansas City and win a lot of Super Bowls.
Right.
And there are some things to help the team, to make sure that there's always talent around him. So it'll take time.
Yeah.
It'll get done.
Right.
But he's one of those kids. He's a special kid, and his agent, they want to make sure he's surrounded with a bunch of talent too, because I mean, he's chasing rings, and that's a good thing, and a good situation for us to be in too.
Yeah, we argue about this a lot. I mean, I'm always like, ultimately, if he makes $42 million a year, if he takes 38, it's not going to make
it's
a difference.
Still $4 million a year.
I know,
it's
but CBR, it is a lot. I get it. I'm not trying to disrespect it.
Right, but he thrives on winning.
Yes,
and there's also an element of just real, and you know, obviously, the more money a team has, the more talent they can surround, and it'll be one of those things that it'll get done. It'll take time, like they all do, but at a certain time and point, it'll make sense for us. It'll make sense for them, and everybody'll be happy.
Again, I'm never going to ask him to take less, but sounds like he and Lee Steinberg are aware, and maybe we'll see that they're willing as well. That if he does a little bit less, they can do a little bit more. If that happens, great. Well, we can all applaud it.
But I think also, too, the one thing that Brett said there was like a little reality for everybody, and I think it kind of went under the radar. He said, quote, no one operates in taking extreme team discount. And that right there, that's a message to everybody. This guy's not taking an extreme team discount.
I think every free agent wears that T-shirt, don't they?
I'm not taking a hometown discount.
Nobody works at extreme team discount.
Is that because of Tom Brady? Like, where did this hometown discount come from? Because I hate to break it to everybody. Players have a short window to make as much money as they possibly can, and they don't really care where they play. Now, maybe the quarterback's a little bit different, and maybe that's a little bit different because he wants to be with Andy Reid or something like that. But generally speaking, in sports, guys really don't care where they play. They just want to go and make the most money. Now, I will say this. I think Kansas City is the ideal place for any athlete to play, because it's a great place to play. It's a great place to win. It's a great fan base. But it's also got such a low tax rate that you're not spending so much money out of your pocket. You know how much money like LeBron is losing by playing for the Los Angeles Lakers this year, or how much guys lose by playing for the Rams or for the Chargers in tax money alone? Like, the tax dollars.
His dollar would go further in Akron, yes.
Yeah. His dollar would have gone a lot further in Cleveland or wherever. Even in Florida, where there's no state income tax, would have gone a lot further there than it is out in California. So if you think these guys want to go to these big markets and play, you got to look at those state income tax rates and realize when you get into the $40 millions a year type of money, how much more of that money is not going to them but is going to the government, because they've got to pay taxes that are extremely higher in some of these states. So I think by being here in Kansas City and having, what, a 5% income tax rate or whatever it is roughly on both sides of the state line, it's a hell of a lot more attractive for a guy to make $40 million here than it is to go someplace else and make $42 million.
Here's a story I had not heard before. I don't know if you had heard this one before or not. It comes courtesy of the Football and Barbecue Podcast. Jay Binkley.
Which is terrific if you like listening to things while people are eating.
That's right. It's Bink on the 435 Podcast Network via 610sports.com or the radio.com app. He chatted with Danon Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver. Of course, is on the show and on the station all the time. I did not know this. The Neil Smith sack celebration. The swing.
The old baseball swing.
The old
swing,
baseball
right?
swing.
Mm-hmm. I had always heard he'd taken it from Jay Leno, right? He said he was laying in bed one night. He saw Leno do it after he delivered a punchline. He's like, that's it.
Leno? I thought, like didn't Harry Carson used to do that when he was hosting the Tonight Show and did the golf swing?
Johnny Carson did the golf swing, I guess.
Johnny.
Danon Hughes said Neil took it from him.
I still contend on the side that Neil stole the home run swing from me. I did it in college.
He said he saw it from a late night show or something. That was from you?
Well, I did it in college. Okay. My senior year when I scored, I told my baseball teammates that I was going to take a swing for a home run. So I got, I don't know how many touchdowns I scored my senior year, but I did about every one of them.
You did it in Iowa?
Yeah. They would let you celebrate back then, so it was fun.
I'll have to go back on YouTube and watch some of that.
Oh, you'll see it clear as day.
So you think Neil took your swing?
I'm contending it right now, right here. This is exclusive on your podcast. Neil Smith stole the home run swing from Danon Hughes in college.
Oh, man, he's even credit.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Wow, those are fighting words. Can you get Neil on the line to clarify this, Ryan? I think we've got ourselves a fight a-brewing here between some former Chiefs.
So there you go. Neil Smith took it from Danon Hughes.
You ever invent anything?
I've written down a lot of stuff that's not come to fruition. Yeah. But.
Like the invention convention, stuff like that when you were a little kid.
Did you ever invent anything? I invented the selfie. Everybody knows that.
That's true. That's
I also invented the beltless trench coat that I called the executive when I was working for Harry Fleming as an intern back in Parsippany, New Jersey.
That's not your story at all.
I mean, the only thing I did was I got QT to make pizza. So.
Ryan, nice. Have you ever invented anything?
That's nice.
By yelling at him.
I had a great idea one time that because you. I love a good jelly donut. I think it's a very underappreciated donut.
You put
donut.
Jelly on the outside.
I thought to myself, it would be great if they filled biscuits with jelly, right? I know it's a denser material.
That's what you do when you go to any place that has a biscuit. You open it up and you put on the
jam. I know, but
I'm saying
stuff it.
Stuff
it.
Like a donut.
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought it was a great idea. Like 3 weeks later, Hardee's was selling jelly biscuits. And so Hardee's stole my idea.
My belt was trench coat. Terry Fleming stole from me.
One night I was also getting intoxicated at a local pub, and I thought that baby wigs would be a good idea. I Googled it. Turns out those already exist.
Yeah, they're out there already. Yeah. Most of them were Patrick Mahomes style.
Who knew? Beat you to it.
No, most of them are like big beehive hairdos.
Oh, really?
It's really weird.
Check out the Football and Barbecue podcast and all of our other fantastic podcasts at
Check out baby wigs too.
610sports.com or via the radio.com app, the 435 Podcast Network. Brett in Overland Park, your winner this hour. He's going to see Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett. More tickets for that tomorrow at 8 o'clock. The pettiness is awesome. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
SNY on the call. They, you know, the good announcers just let the sound of the crowd take
absolutely,
over.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that was George Springer getting booed heavily against the Mets. In fact, it seemed like the game was ready to go at like it was supposed to be a 10 after.
Yeah, 7-10 first pitch.
Yeah. And so at like 9 after, everybody was like chomping the bit and ready to go. And so Springer's standing up in the box. Noah Syndergaard wouldn't throw to him. He like walked around the mound, like we're not going until 10 after. Like,
sure,
letting the booze cascade down for the Astros.
Nice.
How terrific is
this? I think it's good.
It's
fantastic.
It is getting terrific and petty and awesome.
Jeers and booze out there. Some of you guys were announced going up to the plate. What is your plan personally for the year? In expecting or anticipating any of that?
I'm focused on the pitcher. You know, I know who I have to face. You know, any of the outside stuff, you just kind of have to just kind of attempt to, you know, block it out or hope. But, you know, at that point in time, it's, you know, whatever's on the field, and you play.
If he was just focusing on the pitcher, I had a hard time because Syndergaard's walking around stalling.
Stalling and waiting for the booze to finish. Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. And I think, you know, I think we're going to see a lot of that this year. And so far this season, and we'll get into this in a second with Alex Bregman getting beamed yesterday, the Astros have now been hit 7 times in 5 games already this spring. And that's something that, to me, is not going to stop. That is going to continue, and it's going to continue in spring, and it's going to continue into the regular season. And if people start to get tired of these guys getting hit, like the Astros honks down there, right? If they start to get tired of their team getting hit and the announcers start to get tired of their team being hit, they only have Rob Manfred to blame for this, because he granted that immunity and everybody came out and spoke and he couldn't punish anybody, which I am glad he granted the immunity. I'm glad we got to the bottom of this. But somebody has to be punished for what they did, and the Astros need to be punished for what they did. And if you have to wear 40 breaking balls in the back of your backside this year because you cheated, well, then that's on you. You shouldn't have cheated, and we wouldn't be throwing it, guys. I mean, so I think we love to blame, you know, guys for retaliating on people who did wrong to cause the retaliation. And I think at this point right now in Major League Baseball, anybody who's associated with the Astros, whether it be a broadcaster, a player, a general manager, an owner, shut up. Nobody wants to hear from you. Just move on. When a guy gets hit, just move on like it's part of the game, because quite honestly, it is going to be part of the game this year. And it's part of the game because you cheated and nobody likes you.
Another squad of Astros went up against the Cardinals. Alex Bregman.
Multiple times a hit, guys.
At the plate.
Oh, breaking ball. Yeah, that's an off-speed pitch. It got away. Catch that left shoulder blade. It's obviously going to cause a stir.
There's a stir. On a breaking ball that hits Bregman.
There's a stir, courtesy of Sportsnet.
Yeah.
So there was a stir. So some A-ball pitcher wearing number 78 plunked him.
Yeah, some guy from the Cardinals ball that you didn't know, who's now a cult hero inside the Cardinal locker room, and all the veteran guys are buying him a year-long supply of dip because he went out there and did what they needed him to do. That's a young kid out there trying to impress the vets.
I didn't think you were allowed to do that anymore.
Well, I mean, you know, come on,
think
now
of the children.
Yeah, you got to think of the kids, right? So behind the scenes,
just wrap it in bubble gum.
Yeah, yeah, wrap it in gum. Yeah.
I loved that beef jerky that was made.
Oh, the beef jerky that looked like dip. Yeah, that was fun as a kid.
Tremendous.
And I think that kid did that yesterday. That number 78 did that. He knows he's not going to be on the team this year, and the guys probably passed the hat inside the locker room and came up with a collection and goes, whatever we get, we'll give to you. Go out there and plunk somebody. Okay, so I'm going to go out there and I'm going to plunk Bregman. And that's where we're at right now. And I am going to believe and assume, and I know you're not supposed to assume, but I'm going to assume in this situation, every time an Astro player gets hit this year, done intentionally and should have been done intentionally, and I won't think twice about it because of what they did to cheat the game and how they cheated the game. And you could use the term ruin people's lives, and probably people lost their jobs because of the cheating scandal. Obviously, the manager did. The general manager did just with Houston. That doesn't count all the other players around baseball that may have lost their jobs because of bad performances and how Houston dominated. So I don't care if they get hit. I really don't. Like, I don't have any bad feelings if people are plunking the Astros this year. In fact, I think that's what they should do to pay them back for the way that they screwed the game.
Meanwhile, Bregman probably can't say anything about getting hit. This was...
Yeah, Bregman needs to keep his trap shut.
An interview he did in the past with Pardon My Take, discussing baseball's unwritten rules. And here's what he had to say.
I like all of them, honestly. I kind of like the way that the game has always policed itself. I think that if you do some stupid stuff on the field, either you or one of your teammates is going to get hit for how you were acting. And I kind of like that. I kind of like how that those rules.
Okay. Yeah.
Get
so
ready for it, pal.
Now you have to live with it, right?
Yeah. Get ready for it, sir, because it's coming to a ballpark near you, and everybody is going to wear it pay for it.
I don't like it for me. Cheated. I like it for the rest of baseball.
Right.
So, yeah, he's going to have to own it now.
That's right. You are.
He said he liked it.
He said he liked it. So, okay, well, get used to it, buddy, because you got 162 of these things plus about 25 more spring games to go where you're going to be wearing them.
He likes that baseball polices itself. Well, guess what? They are. It's providing for an entertaining spring as well.
Oh, God, yes.
I hope it carries on into the regular season. Our big story straight ahead, and what about the parking? Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
This half hour brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. We, of course, will be out tomorrow. Extreme Grand Prix in Raytown. Come on out. It is the second annual Raytona 500. Racing at Extreme Grand Prix in Raytown. Prizes from the Westin, Rye, Apex, Barbecue, and Brewwares. breakfast from Old Shawnee Pizza. Dunkin' Donuts bringing my breakfast as well. Some former Chiefs players will be on hand. You can also, if you're not racing, and maybe if you come by, we might be able to get you a spot in the race.
Maybe.
I've had a
couple of people cancel already.
Oh, you have? A couple of fellows bowed out
so
already.
So there might be an opening.
Get off of work.
Do we want to give those away right now, or do we just want to wait for walk-ups tomorrow?
Yeah. You don't know how. No, I don't have that in the system.
I don't care.
So I know you don't.
You come by at 6 o'clock. You
it's
might
about
get
me a, helping the listener, not you.
You
man.
Might get a chance to get in the race. Even if you don't race, you can come by and get $6.10 discounted races. Fantastic deal. Limit 2. But you can buy those even if you're not racing in the race. So come on by. We'll be at Extreme Grand Prix in Raytown tomorrow morning for the second annual Raytona 500. Big story.
Everyone, I'm sorry for the delay, but the big moment has finally come.
It's the big story.
This may be the biggest thing that's ever happened.
If it's what you're talking about, it's what we're talking about.
My God, are you still talking?
On Fesco in the Morning.
Today is the day, Bob.
It is?
Well, I mean, it could be. Probably won't for most. But the franchise tag window opens today.
That's exactly right.
They actually have a physical window that opens.
Was this in the news?
That opens like a ticket office.
Right.
And then
flies open.
And they throw franchise tags.
Get your franchise tags. Franchise tags. Get your franchise tags.
Players are ducking and trying not to get hit by one.
Players are acting like today doesn't happen. They're trying to skip over it like it's leap year.
It's real tough to get paid $15.5 million for a year of work.
Well, it's not guaranteed for after that, though. That's the thing. It's a one-shot deal, man. You get hurt, you're done.
Now through March 12th, teams can decide to tag players with one-year tenders, of course, and the Chiefs could use that option. Could.
It was like clever budgeting. You could make that work.
Chris Jones.
I would imagine, yeah.
If the two sides cannot agree on a long-term deal, GM Brett Veach scheduled to sit down with Jones representatives today anyway, right? But it doesn't sound like they're going to, you know.
You like one-year tenders, Ryan?
The franchise.
They're delicious. I prefer dipping them in honey mustard.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Once they're aged a year, mustard is the way.
By the way, I saw this. When did DQ stop giving you gravy in the tenders basket?
When you stopped asking for it, probably.
No, now it's ranch. Well, maybe it's not gravy.
Well, ask for it.
No,
maybe.
No, no. It's advertised in there. Like, it's no longer, they don't give you the cup of gravy anymore.
Oh. Well, Houlihan's got rid of the polenta crouton, so you and I both got dilemmas today.
That cup of gravy was just.
You just drank it, right? You didn't even dip in it.
It was so money, and it didn't even know it.
I know.
So bothered by that. Brett Veach dropped by Pro Football Talk Live and discussed, among other things, Chris Jones. And he was asked if Jones is priority number one.
You know, when you do something that hadn't been done in a franchise for 50 years, that's win a Super Bowl, you realize that you had a talented team.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you got Frank Clark and Chris Jones, you know, on that defensive line to go with Pat Mahomes on the offensive side, there's no better place to start. There'll be some difficulties and some challenges for us and, you know, to manipulate everything. But it's certainly something that we want to get done, and we're going to work to see if we can make it happen.
So the tag is out there.
That's right. It is available.
It's available now.
Come and get it. Come and get
your
tags.
Redemption via the NFL through March the 12th. So they still got some time. It's
I wouldn't expect the Chiefs to go slap the tag on anybody today. I would wait till probably the combine is over. They get back to Kansas City and find out how the meetings went and what they want to do. And so, you know.
Is it like a physical tag? Like,
it
you know,
is.
When
yeah.
they,
it, like when you hunt.
It's like being served.
Yeah, it
when
is.
And they like tag like geese to track their migrations.
Yeah, I wonder who's going to serve them the tag. Like, do they have that like somebody outside the
it's
got
to be Rick Burkholder, right? Like, he has to sneak up behind Chris trainer. Jones when he's not paying
tag,
attention.
Tag, you're it.
Like, click that tag on his ear.
Gotcha.
I don't think we're allowed to play tag anymore,
what the hell
though,
is
are
that?
We?
Yeah, I don't think tag is allowed anymore,
you're,
right?
I think that's you're allowed to do it.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do running games anymore.
Yeah. You can't do any good games anymore.
So today's the day it opens. Chiefs aren't going to use it today, obviously, and they're scheduled to sit down.
And once you get your one tag, you're done, right?
You're it.
You're it.
Yeah,
that's it. That's it.
No tag backs.
No tag backs. Yeah. Is it freeze tag?
Actually, there are tag backs because you can use it a couple of times.
Freeze tag was the worst tag.
What else? What other tags know. Were
I
there?
I say
now?
It out loud. It's,
yeah, like there's regular tag and there's freeze tag, and that's it. There's no other tags out there.
I don't know. I'm sure there's other.
Well, there's franchise tag. and that could be used as early as today. But I don't expect them to slap the tag on Chris Jones today. And don't freak out if they don't either. It's not they've got him up until March 12th, as you said, Josh, before they have to use it.
There's some time,
and it all depends. Like if this meeting goes horribly awry today and it doesn't go well, then maybe you do slap the tag on him out of spite. You know, one of those type of things. But if the meeting goes well and you feel like you're making progress towards getting a new deal done, then you don't slap the tag.
Oh yeah, well
apparently I didn't like the way there's that something called went. Band-Aid tag, hot dog tag,
dead ant tag.
Link tag, octopus tag.
Wow, we missed out.
Soccer ball tag.
We were just out here playing tag, man.
Animal tag.
And then Janice is over there going, hey.
You got to quit with this Janice stuff. It's creepy.
There's your big story. The
Who
tag
wants to play tag?
Is available to all. Well, not to all, I guess. It's a very limited game of tag.
I think like the Chiefs should just tag like Dustin Colquitt. Yeah, whatever. Let's tag him.
Dustin Colquitt would probably like to be tagged right about now.
Right, yeah.
He actually would appreciate the franchise.
Oh, there was
tag.
Flashlight tag.
No, that's right.
And laser tag.
Laser tag, yeah.
Let's not leave laser
capture
tag.
The flag tag.
That was just capture the flag.
That was just capture the flag.
Yeah, kick the can.
Hopscotch tag.
Someone's saying Solid and also got rid of the gravy.
So Seattle.
A real gravy dilemma here in our country.
Seattle's doing something, Fesco, that you think would be a good plan for KC eventually.
Yeah, they're not the only ones that are doing it, but this is the first that I heard of Seattle doing or of a team doing this. Seattle is getting the NHL beginning next year, I believe. Nobody knows what the name of the team is yet. They're having a name the team contest, so I hope it's the Pilots. I think that'd be a fun one. So Seattle does it, Golden State does it, and there's one more organization that does it in professional sports, and that's basically provide free transportation and free rides to their game. And so Seattle is getting their new arena built or refurbishing of the arena. And the Golden State Warriors, the Phoenix Suns do it as well, where if you buy a ticket to the game, whether it's a season ticket, whether it's a single game ticket, whatever it is, you get free transportation to that game. And I thought, wow, that's an amazing idea. I actually love that idea because when the Royals downtown ballpark opens, we can stop the where are we gonna parks with the, you know what, if you buy a ticket, you get free transportation. I've already got it figured out.
What?
You'll offer a stop at JUCO, Independence Center, Zona Rosa, and Legends. And that covers all four quadrants
Johnson
of the
Johnson County
city.
Community College?
Yeah. Johnson County Community College, Independence Center, Zona Rosa, and the Legends. All big parking lots, all plenty of areas to drop your car, all places you can meet a bus. 5:30, the bus leaves from that location, drives you into downtown. You don't have to take your car. You don't have to pay for parking. The transportation, the ride is free, and we can end the where are we going to park conversation. And if I'm the Kansas City Royals, I'm adopting that policy right away. If you buy season tickets or a single game ticket, and you buy it through us, you can't be buying it on the secondary market and get that. But if you buy it through us at our box office, we will give you free transportation to the game. And
they
that
have to
way,
buy it at face value.
Yeah. Whatever they're selling it for on
Royals.com. Curious how many people actually do that.
What, buy a ticket for free transportation to the game? I bet you'd see a lot of people do that. But I mean,
it costs $1.50 to ride the bus. Now, if you're having to link,
but it also costs $15 to park, and probably when you move downtown, it's probably going to be a little bit more.
But what I'm saying
that.
Is, what you save on the secondary market can often be more than what it would take for you to get public transit to the stadium. I think also in fairness, these
what are you trying to say here? Like I don't understand what you're going at here.
Like a lot of people buy it on the secondary market, and
I'll let you know. Like it takes from my house, it takes twenty bucks to get downtown in an Uber.
Okay,
if I can save $20 on a ticket buying it on the secondary market, there is zero chance I'm buying it from the team itself just so I can get free public transit.
Oh, I see what you're saying like that. So you're banking on the fact that you're going to find tickets cheaper. I see where you're going with that.
I'm banking on the fact that you can find tickets cheaper on sites that everyone knows you can find tickets cheaper on.
But I think once you move into a downtown stadium and it's a new ballpark, you won't have that. It's not going to. Every time you open a new ballpark season, tickets go up in sales. Games tickets go up in sales. People start selling out these venues. Like, it becomes a big attraction for the first few years that the new downtown ballpark is opening, and hoping when the new downtown ballpark opens, it's commensurate with the Royals being really good too and having sustained success where it is a hot ticket. But I think it's more than just the savings of the money or whatever you're trying to equate it to. It's about not having to drive down there, not having to find a spot down there, not having to go through the hassles like everybody thinks it's going to be of parking downtown. You eliminate all that, and you provide a service of having, hey, you buy a ticket from us, we're giving you free transportation to the game. Here's when the buses are going to run. Here's where they're going to run from. By all means, if you want to drive and park, you can do that as well, and that's fine. And there's a parking fee. But we're giving you the opportunity to come to our games with zero cost of parking or transportation to come to our games if you buy a ticket from us.
A King 5 News in Seattle, Peter Rogoff describes their plan.
Think about the time it would take to figure out getting in your car, crawling down 5, finding a place to park if you can find one. Let's face it, we're doing this not just because it's the right thing. We're doing this because we're going to have some congestion down here in Lower Queen Anne on top of what we already have when the arena opens. We're going to need people to use transit. And my commendations for NHL Seattle for making it easy for people to do so. Added benefit, you don't need to just drink one beer because you're driving home. You could drink one beer every period.
Woo!
Why not?
Darn,
you're not driving home.
Darn straight.
That's right. You can visit the bars and the restaurants around the ballpark, get yourself tanked, and then take the bus home.
Now, I will say, having been to Seattle, they have fantastic public transit.
They do. It's great. Yeah.
Kansas City does not. So I think that's still a hiccup. I mean, do you really want to get on? Nobody wants to ride buses now, right? I mean, do you want to get on a bus and go somewhere?
People used to ride in droves out to Arrowhead.
I know it's like too late. Like, you almost have to like have those things. It seems like. Like those infrastructures to do those things. Like, Seattle's like super easy.
I mean, as I was watching, you get on
a train and you're like zip zip. You can get all over town and it's like super simple. They do have buses that go as well to other routes. It's really simple. It's not as simple here. Now, will it become that?
You can make it simple by providing that transportation for your fans.
Will it become that as we continue to evolve? Say with a potential World Cup, and all those things that they're going to have to do to accommodate that. Yeah, we might eventually evolve in that category, but I would love it. I've said it for a long time. If there was an easy way to get from the burbs down to the plaza, I'd probably go there a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a realistic way other than taking an Uber or calling a cab and all those things, that there was legitimate ways to do it, I'd do it a lot more. But it's got to be convenient. But I don't dislike the plan that. What would be the harm, though, of them just saying, if you have a stub, you can get a...
Yeah, you can get free transportation, no matter where you happen to, like,
if I go and show my...
Yeah, that should be included in the price of the ticket regardless.
I show my QR code or whatever on my...
That's fine if you want to go that way, too. I don't have a problem with that. I'm open to that.
I show it to the bus driver, and I get a free ride downtown for that game. Yeah. I mean, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, fine. If you want to go to that route and say, yeah, sure, if you got a ticket to the game,
no matter where you got it, you got a ticket to the game,
and go. I watched that, like, 20-minute press conference of them.
You watched that whole thing.
Yeah, well, where do you think we got the cut from that guy?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm sitting there and I'm watching it, and it's incredible to see, number one, how other cities, like, this monorail system has been around since, like, the 60s in Seattle. I'm like, wow, we really are dragging behind right now, aren't we?
Oh, we're terribly behind with mass
transit. So as far as the logistics of it go, like, we don't have the infrastructure already in place to pull something like this off. This is almost like a revitalization of the monorail system for them, because essentially what they've been able to do is they allowed you easier access to be able to get on the monorail, and now you're having easier access to get back and forth. They're calling this the link to the rink, mm-hmm. and they're actually going to link it up with the other sports facilities around Seattle. And I mean, when you look at it too, like, Seattle's population is not more than the population of the greater Kansas City area. Now, Kansas City proper, like in just that, it's a bigger city, but like, we're talking about our metro area. KC Metro is like 2.2 million. You're looking at like 700,000 people in Seattle. So, like, they're making headway to look forward and say, and you heard it in the cut, like, we're doing this not because it's just the right thing. We're doing this because we know there's going to be problems. And I think that if the Royals, mm-hmm. when they make that move, because look, I have been as apprehensive as most about a downtown ballpark, and I kind of changed my mind a couple of years ago about it. And to me, I think that if you are definitely trending in that direction, get out in front of it and talk about the concerns. Talk about and just be transparent about the things that you know are going to be issues.
Well, I mean, we spoke Friday at the Romeo Club, and the question about the downtown ballpark, are they going to build? I said, yeah, that? And the guy goes, where are we going to park? So, like, it that is an issue. And I think the folks that now own the Kansas City Royals have lived here forever. They understand the parking thing is a big topic of conversation for anything, not just sports games. People, that if they can't park next to the Oak Park Mall close enough, they're out and they're going. So I think you're right, Ryan. I think you make a phenomenal point. You get out ahead of it and you say, look, the downtown ballpark is coming. And I know all you guys have parking concerns, and this is what we're going to do. We're taking the FESCO plan. We're doing a JUCO lot. We're doing a Legends lot. We're doing a Zona Rosa lot, and we're doing an Independence Center lot. We've got all four quadrants of the city taken care of where you can grab a free bus and go to our games. They leave at 5:30 every day, and they'll leave immediately after the game, after last pitch, and we'll take you back to wherever you got that bus from, and we're going to make it as easy as possible on you so you don't have to say, well, what about parking? We're eliminating that. The Royals could eliminate that excuse, and once they eliminate that excuse of where are we going to park, what else you got?
Someone's saying it's a moot point in KC. The mayor's about to make the bus rides for free. That's in the Kansas City limits. It's correct. Not for the
It's not about making the bus rides for free or anything like that. It's providing legitimate transportation to the game so people don't have to drive down there. Like, because even with like a free bus ride in KC Mo, people still have to drive down to get to KC Mo to get the free bus ride.
And I think the text line does make a good point about this too. Like, Seattle doesn't have to have two states that are having to work together in harmony, right? Like, we don't have to work in concert. Like, Seattle just does whatever the hell they want, and they don't have to worry about...
No doubt, the state line has crushed this town for years.
Yeah, they don't have to worry about what another state thinks as far as infrastructure and taxing and all those other things go. But
if the Royals are doing this, what does it matter if they send a bus to Johnson County or to Wyandotte County to get people who have left their car?
When I look at it, Bob, like, I don't disagree that this would be a great idea and a great way to manage some of the issues that people are foreseeing, right? And whether or not...
The issue, Ryan. Yeah. The issue.
Well, I think there are a couple more. Like, this doesn't solve the, you know, tailgating thing. Like, people were concerned about tailgating as well.
Go to a bar and restaurant. Just because there's a game doesn't mean you need to grill meat.
That's not a tailgate, Bob.
You don't have to tailgate at every event.
How about those four locations you can tailgate to, Bob? How about that?
I mean, just because a game is going on doesn't mean I got to get out the grill and burn meat and drink beer. Like, you can take the bus down and go to all the bars and restaurants that are going to be there, have a cool meal, go inside and enjoy the game.
And if you've ever done that anywhere else, it's a lot of fun. It really is.
It is.
Seeing what's around a ballpark is pretty
cool.
For
baseball, it's great. Football, and we're not talking about football here. We're talking about baseball.
I mean, you're talking about something that people have been doing for years in this city and that they take some pride in doing. And you can't just turn around and think that an acceptable solution for it is just don't do it and go somewhere else. That's not an acceptable solution.
If you want to drive down and park and tailgate, then by all means, go drive down and park. Nobody's stopping you from doing that. I'm providing a legitimate option for the where are we going to park crowd who are worried about parking. You think any of those guys at Romeo are going out there and busting out the grill? No. Those guys are going to the game. They want to go to the games. Get on a bus, go to the game, and that's that. If you want to tailgate, by all means, find a spot and tailgate. Nobody's stopping the tailgate.
I mean, in fairness, Bob, most of those guys from Romeo made fire by rubbing sticks together, so... I mean, I don't know how many of them are the average crowd, the average consumer. Like, for myself, if I'm going out there, I've got a family of five. Like, I don't know if I'm going to think it's preferable to hop on a bus at the Independence Center and bus over there with whoever else is on that bus. Not to mention, I've got to take everything with me. I've got, you know, three kids in tow.
Well, then that's fine. If it doesn't work for you, then it doesn't work for you. Just because it doesn't work for you doesn't mean it's not a good option.
I think the biggest hiccup is parking.
Absolutely. And you're eliminating a big concern.
If you were to provide an option on the forefront, you'll have a much better time selling this whole proposal.
Absolutely. Hey, here's what we're going to do. You don't have to worry about parking because we're offering free transportation from four locations in the city for every single game if you have a ticket. Oh, that's cool.
Someone's saying it's not just parking, it's getting in and out that's difficult. That's what this would alleviate,
again,
though. If you alleviate, you know, 1,800 people or whatever you think the bus line's going to run to put them in there. And again, I think
which is what the hockey team in Seattle is doing because there's not a lot of parking around Key Arena.
Right.
And so they're alleviating the traffic around there by providing other avenues to lessen the amount of total.
And look, there's no question that the parking at Arrowhead has gotten extremely worse since they eliminated the bus transportation that used to go out to Arrowhead with fans. I mean, they used to have many buses that would go out there full of people from all over the city. What was it, Arrowhead Express or whatever they called? And they eliminated that. And now I don't know how many people rode the bus to Chiefs games, a couple thousand maybe each Sunday. Now those folks are driving, and parking is a disaster out there right now.
This was a video that went out yesterday, and I'm guessing this falls right into, Ryan, what you love, the flipping tire videos. This was essentially a flipping tire video yesterday.
This was better than that, though.
Patrick Mahomes working out with his trainer.
Oh, he was throwing medicine balls against the wall.
Oh, my goodness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting after it. So he puts out a video. Well, would you look at the time, 2 p.m., at Patrick Mahomes, hashtag legacy chasing. Out there pumping iron, doing some flexibility drills, getting after it in the gym. And that's the perfect hype video, is it not?
It is.
About 100,000 views they've had on this 55-second video, and I probably watched it a handful of times. Pat getting after it. Could Pat be getting after a new deal? Seems like that they're still in the wait and see. It's not a rush mode. Brett Veach speaking yesterday with Pro Football Talk.
Is that like Rushmore a la mode, a rush mode?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's a timetable. We have time, and he's going to be a Chiefs quarterback for a long, long time. Certainly with the CBA, looks like it's going to get worked out, and there'll be some dialogue there that we'll have to work through. And then just really trying to, and I think the cool thing about Pat and his agent is they realize that, he's going to make a lot of money, but they also realize that, no one operates in the sense of taking the extreme team discount, but Pat is also very cognizant of wanting to be in a place like Kansas City and win a lot of Super Bowls.
Right.
And there are some things to help the team, to make sure that there's always talent around him. So it'll take time.
Yeah.
It'll get done.
Right.
But he's one of those kids. He's a special kid, and his agent, they want to make sure he's surrounded with a bunch of talent too, because I mean he's chasing rings, and that's a good thing, and a good situation for us to be in too.
Yeah, we argue about this a lot. I'm always like, ultimately, if he makes $42 million a year, if he takes 38, it's not going to make
it's
a difference.
Still $4 million
in
dollars a year.
I know,
it's
but we are, it is a lot. I get it. I'm not trying to disrespect it.
Right, but he thrives on winning.
Yes,
and there's also an element of just real, and obviously, the more money a team has, the more talent they can surround, and it'll be one of those things that it'll get done. It'll take time, like they all do, but at a certain time and point, it'll make sense for us. It'll make sense for them, and everybody'll be happy.
There you go. I love it. They got a guy who's got a little different mindset about it.
Yep,
playing the quarterback position. He's got an agent as well. It seems. I mean, his agent's been really good throughout this entire evolution of Patrick Mahomes, has he not?
Yes, he has.
The slow playing in year one, mm-hmm. the ramped up in year two.
They've made all the right moves.
Whatever. If he needs $4 million more dollars, I think his agent can get him something to hawk, right?
Sure.
There are other avenues to do it. Again, I'm never gonna ask him to take less.
And neither is Brett. Brett said in that comment, no one operates in taking extreme team discounts.
Right. I'm never gonna ask him.
Although
to do
he didn't exactly do much to not feed the you need to take a discount beast.
He just says that he and his agent are aware. In order for us, it's like a reality thing. In order for us to do some things, you probably can't be hogging the entire cap. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's a reality thing. Like, you've seen other teams around the league. The agent does too. They know all these things. If you're taking a greater percentage of the cap, you might be limited in some other things you can do.
Right.
They're aware of it.
They're aware of it.
Now,
sure.
It's their choice of whether or not they do anything about it.
Right.
But it sounds like that there's room to negotiate.
Yeah.
There.
And I think there is. And I think that's good. And then that's what you want. You don't want one side going in with their mind already made up and have no room for negotiations. Nobody wants that kind of stuff. And you want people that understand, what the organization is trying to do. And I think, Pat's agent understands that. Him and Veach have a really good relationship. I mean, they've been knowing about this for a while now, that this was obviously going to come. This isn't like they woke up on Tuesday and went, oh my God, we got to sign Pat soon. And I think as we continue to get further and further towards his contract, if he ends up not signing this year an extension, I think that's ultimately that quote unquote hometown discount that fans are looking for, that, he would take
buys
this
you a year.
Buys you a year. Yeah. Buys you a year.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to be our favorite new prospect, or you're going to be disgusted by prospect. His name is Ben Barch.
I want this guy.
He said, I never heard of him. That's fine. Mm-hmm. He's played at St. John's University in Minnesota, D3.
Oh, St. John's in Minnesota. Usually, is that the one that got kicked out of the conference for being too good?
Too good, yes. Yeah. I think they're going to jump to D1, if I'm not mistaken,
are
right?
Are they really? Is Big 12 going to take them?
I don't know. I think they're trying to
just
make
Big 12 written all over
it, the jump because they're killing everybody at D3 and nobody wants to play with them anymore.
Yeah.
But
you're
he's,
too good. Instead of us getting better, we're kicking you out of the league. The Big 12 says you got another team coming. All right. We get the St. John's, Minnesota market.
So he started as a tight end.
How's their footprint?
Then decided to switch offensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to put on 70 pounds.
You think they'll bring a lot to the Big 12 tournament?
So he described what he would do to put on weight. One tool, he says, was a shake.
I like shakes. Shamrock shake time at McDonald's.
7 scrambled eggs.
Wait. Scrambled or raw?
Scrambled.
And this is a shake?
A shake.
Okay.
7 scrambled eggs, cottage cheese, grits, peanut butter, bananas, and Gatorade.
So Gatorade acts as the liquid to liquefy all of that
emulsifier,
together.
It's an emulsifier, yeah.
Emulsifier, that's
and
the
he said,
word.
Quote, I'd
throw use an immersion blender for this thing?
I'd throw it all in and just plug my nose. I'd gag sometimes, but that's what you have to do.
Like, all of that stuff by itself is okay. What would make you gag in that? The eggs, right?
Probably the cottage cheese. I feel like there's going to be some consistency issues.
Have you ever had like emulsified egg with Gatorade though?
No, I can't say that I have.
Can I ask it?
I've had a beer made out of Gatorade before.
All those things, yeah, are fine good. If you ate them as that was on your plate, but you mix them all in a shake and like
why not just eat that though? Why emulsify that and make that into
a shake?
Suppose
it's easier to get it down the gullet.
Probably so.
Really, I mean, that's a lot of eggs.
That is 7 scrambled eggs is a lot.
What's your start on the scramble? You're probably a bad.
What do you mean? What's my start?
Like, are you a 2-egg scrambled guy? Or are you a
2's
3-egg?
2's plenty, man.
2's like, plenty.
Yeah, 2 per person. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, like if you're doing an omelet, 3's
a good start. 3's a good start.
3-egg omelet is standard because you're holding all the goodness.
I don't know if I could eat more than 3 scrambled eggs. They really fluff up.
And cottage cheese and grits and peanut butter and bananas and Gatorade.
I do love me some grits, but I don't know.
I do like a peanut butter banana, man. That's really good. Like, you eat a banana, you wipe some peanut butter on it.
A lot of good protein in that cottage cheese.
Yeah. I never, choked it down with a Gatorade, though. Even this,
Is that green Gatorade would make me vomit. The red would be good.
Peanut butter and a banana and then some Gatorade. Ugh. That just, part of it doesn't sound good. But you got to do what you got to do to put on weight. So, keep an eye out for Ben Barch. He's now an offensive line prospect in the NFL Combine. Today is the day where, again, the franchise tag can be placed.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the Chiefs have met with Jones's people.
Yeah, the meeting is over from what I'm being told with Chris Jones's people today. They're going to meet again tomorrow is what the expected is from people that I've spoken to. So that's good news. I mean, you had one meeting today. You have another meeting tomorrow. It's better than saying, we're out of here and storming off and not,
find out where you stand.
Yeah, find out where you
stand. Reconvene tomorrow?
Yeah, reconvene tomorrow. Okay. Let's get back to business tomorrow. And that's a good thing. That's a positive, positive development for the Kansas City Chiefs and for Chris Jones being retained and for us as fans.
And again, the franchise tag window opened today, runs through March the 12th. So the teams would have to decide by the 12th of March whether or not to place the franchise tag on a player. So there's still some time. But Chiefs and Chris Jones people continue to talk. This half hour brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. When was the last time you've been shirtless ranting about your employer?
Ryan?
Yeah, a question maybe for Ryan.
Binkley?
Interesting.
Next.
Nobody wants to play with me.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.